Once your contract is in place, there is a set of required grant operations-related startup activities and documents to complete. There is the SNAP-Ed 101 requirement for new organizations to SNAP-Ed and new program and/or finance leads. For fiscal year 2025, 101 is in two parts. The first is a pre-recorded session that was made available before SNAP-EDU. The second part will also be pre-recorded and made available in October. Both parts are required, and each part has a confirmation form that must be submitted by October 31st. For any staff that will have contact with program participants and the supervisors of those staff, an annual civil rights training is required to be completed by October 31st. The fiscal year 2025 version will be posted October 1st. Don't try to complete the civil rights requirement before October 1st. Through September 30th, only the fiscal year 2024 version is available, and completing that will not fulfill the fiscal year 2025 requirement. Any programs that have staff conducting food tastings at the very least need to be supervised by someone who is ServSafe certified. If this applies to your program, you will want to make sure all certifications are current. In addition to required trainings, there are also a couple of required documents you need to complete and return to MFF. As part of the proposal, you submitted a current and pending form which lists key SNAP-Ed staff and how they are currently, as well as anticipated to be, funded. Upon startup, we ask the programs update this form to provide a complete picture of how SNAP-Ed programming aligns with other funded work and responsibilities of key staff. Also, strategies for collaboration and non-duplication form needs to be completed with other complementary programs, organizations in your area or region. Collaboration at the local and regional levels is a cornerstone of SNAP-Ed. Having information about the work of others that serve a similar population or in similar settings may help to identify potential partners for collaboration and avoid duplication of existing services. Finally, a new fiscal year means a new invoice template. Make sure you are using the fiscal year 2025 version for subrecipients. It will be available in the reporting section of the partner portal at the end of October after the last fiscal year 2024 invoices are submitted, but before October invoices are due in November. Similar as in years past, if you use an indirect rate or allocation, the grant operations team will review your indirect documentation and send out an email confirming acceptance. Please hold off on billing for indirect costs until approval notification has been received. If you expect your organization to have a new rate or allocation at any time throughout the year, for example, your organization follows calendar years instead of the MFF SNAP-Ed fiscal year, please send updated documentation supporting that change as soon as possible.